This episode is brought to you by Netflix. Most Valuable Promotions and Netflix are putting on a blockbuster triple headliner on Saturday, May 16th at the Intuit Dome in Los Angeles. In the main event, Ronda Rousey returns after nearly a decade to face fellow women's MMA pioneer Gina Carano. Plus co-mains Nate Diaz versus Mike Perry and the best heavyweight in the world, Francis Ngannou versus Felipe Lenz. Watch Rousey versus Carano live tonight only on Netflix.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
No one goes to Hank's for spreadsheets. They go for a darn good pizza. Lately, though, the shop's been quiet, so Hank decides to bring back the $1 slice. He asks Copilot in Microsoft Excel to look at his sales and costs and help him see if he can afford it. Copilot shows Hank where the money's going and which little extras make the dollar slice work. Now Hank's has a line out the door. Hank makes the pizza. Copilot handles the spreadsheets. Learn more at m365copilot.com/work.
You survived the Miami weekend, nailed the speech, and maxed out your credit card in the name of friendship. Now you've got one hangover, four pastel dresses, and zero reasons to wear them again. Sell them on Depop. Just snap a few photos, and we'll take care of the rest. And you at least get some of your dignity, money back. Someone on Depop wants what you've got. Start selling now. Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
Maybe you from the 1970s, when the Los Angeles Rams was known as the Prison Foursome because of that defensive line. Or maybe you in the city of St. Louis, the gateway to the Midwest, where the greatest show on turf brought home the first ever Super Bowl championship. Or maybe you in the here and now, with the Rams back in LA, winners of Super Bowl 56. It doesn't matter, but when it comes to this, it's all about the Los Angeles Rams. Horns up, Rams house. Time to talk Rams football.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ramley Talk. I know it's been a long time since y'all saw me talk about Rams, the LA Rams, but had to do it. Normally, I would wait till the end of the draft next week to do my draft recap, but seeing how my messaging and comment section was blowing up after what the Rams did at number 13, I felt the need to come on here and address the mixed reaction of what the Rams did at 13. If you don't know, before I do that, thank you for watching Ramley Talk here on the Play Niggas Network YouTube channel. Thank you for listening to Ramley Talk on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and wherever else you listen to your podcast is at. So thrilled and happy that y'all are listening in. Also, we are sponsored by Paramount Plus, Fanatics, Lids. So if you ever need your jerseys or your NFL gear for the Rep the Rams, hit Fanatics up where fans can fandom. Now, for the 13th pick in the NFL draft, the Los Angeles Rams has selected quarterback Ty Simpson from Alabama. Surprising pick, nevertheless. Surprising pick. Because in a year where the Rams have a chance to win another Super Bowl, not only win another Super Bowl, but also do it again in our own stadium at SoFi Stadium this year, there's a lot of things that people were thinking the Rams could have done. Quarterback was not at the top of the list. Okay, we're looking at Robert Siebel. Some people was looking at Malachi Lemon from USC, who got drafted by the Eagles at pick 20. Some people was looking at Keon Shea, the tight end, who was drafted by the New York Jets. You know, Omar Cooper Jr., who was drafted by the Jets at number 30. So, There's a lot of things that could have been, because, you know, Davante Adams is on his last legs. We hoping that, you know, Puka Nacua can get his act together and stop doing crazy stuff. Hope he's doing well in rehab and getting his stuff together, because we're going to need him. So I can see the mixed reaction come in when it comes to picking quarterback Ty Simpson. You know, some that comes, I'm going to read some of them. I ain't going to go through all of them because my thing blew up. Jeez, it blew up. So, you know, you have people saying Bane was still on the board. Hard to pass up a good pass rusher. Do we really need another pass rusher? You got Brian Young on one side. You got Jared Verse on the other side. You got Brandon Fitz in the middle. You got Kirby Turner in the middle. Do we need another good pass rusher? Even though Bane was selected 15th to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Whitman Bane Jr., that is, for Miami. Okay. You know, some people might think, some people think that we could have done better, but we'll see. You know, being optimistic and waiting to see what's going on. You know, I have somebody else like Kevin Lunzen, not Big Mac. Grandpa staff is old. I actually had hope we might end up with him, to be honest, but that was when we had the 29th pick. I wanted Lemon here. I'm confused. See, here's the thing. One of the key positions we needed to fill was the cornerback. We did that in the offseason. We traded the 29th pick for Trent McDuffie. And then we ended up signing another cornerback from the Chiefs to come over. So as soon as the offseason started, we solidified our biggest problem, which is secondary with cornerbacks and safeties. So that's been already said. So if you're the Rams, you're really looking at what position are we really looking forward to in the draft? We have a 13th pick. We have that pick because what we did in the offseason. And Atlanta didn't do so well. So try to remember who else came over from the Chiefs with Trent McDuffie. Can't think of his name off the top of my head right now.
Tomorrow morning is knocking. Stock your fridge now. How about a creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or a sweet vanilla? Smooth caramel maybe? Or a white chocolate mocha? Whichever you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Find Starbucks frappuccino drinks wherever you buy your groceries.
AI is moving fast across the enterprise. But without visibility, it's just chaos. Different tools, different models, different teams using AI in completely different ways. ServiceNow turns that chaos into control. With the AI Control Tower, you see all your AI across the business in one place. What it's doing, what it's done, and what it's about to do. So you stay in control. To put AI to work for people, visit servicenow.com.
Because we're going to do so much. So we still got Evan Forrest Jr. You know, we have Alex Johnson, who we picked up last year. And so he's going to his second year. Cam Lankin, he going to his second year. Trent McDuffie, stalwart for the Kansas City Chiefs. And Jalen Watson, that was the only one I was thinking of. Jalen Watson, who also coming over from the Kansas City Chiefs. So we solidified our secondary. Secondary is done. You ain't worrying about the front line. Because like I said, Jared Verse on one end, Brian Young on the other end, Kobe Turner in the middle along with Brandon Fitz. We ain't worrying about the front four. Linebacker, maybe. Omar Spaces, he plays good in spurts. Josiah Stewart, so he can be, unless he keeps growing into the league, going into his third season. So allow him to keep growing and keep making things happen. So we probably could go linebacker if you wanted to, but is there really linebackers being talked about in this draft? Like, the only linebacker I see taken in the first round was Sonny Styles. That was at Washington. That was at number 7. And he was like the only one he was the only linebacker. You're looking at edge rushers, you're looking at offensive tackles, you're looking at defensive tackles. Had some running backs going. So it wasn't really a lot for the Rams to plug in. You want to go wide receiver? Great. You can go wide receiver. But at the same time, you have to realize that we already have a lot that it is already. We already have a lot. So you're talking about right receiver. Who's on our right receiver? Devontae Adams, Puka Nacua. Okay. Xavier Smith is back. Jordan Winton is coming into his fourth year. Marvin going to his second year. I haven't really heard much about him. Taylor Scott, we'll see about him. So we have wide receivers. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have 8, 9 wide receivers on the roster right now. You can't say tight end. Terrence Ferguson is still there. Davis Allen is still here. Tyler Higbee is still here. Cody Parkinson is still here. Like, if you go through the roster, you can see we have multiple players in the spots that people are looking for us to do something in. So that's not really much can do. Okay, quarterback, you see Stetson Bennett. You see Matthew Stafford. Jimmy Garoppolo is not with us from the roster I'm looking at right now. So then you bring in Ty Simpson. So, and plus, Stetson Bennett has not been working out as we thought, because and even I don't even think it has anything to do with it on the field. It's off the field stuff. Like, he took a whole year off after being drafted, and we still really see him do anything. You know, so how long can we depend on Matthew Stafford to keep to continue playing at a high level? You know, how long can we can depend on that? Like, 2025, Stetson Bennett ain't even play. He ain't seen not one snap at all last year. He has no stats, and we drafted him in 2023. He has no stats whatsoever. So who knows? There's nothing on him. We didn't see him in 23. We didn't see him in 24, and we didn't see him in 25. Not even in preseason. So at some point, and I think what it really is for the surprise reaction from Rams Nation is the fact that we know the Super Bowl is in LA. We know we was 2 plays away from getting to the Super Bowl, both from being against Seattle, one in the regular season, one in the NFC Championship game. And we know that last time it was in SoFi Stadium, we won it against the Cincinnati Bengals. So we want to run it back again. So I get that frustration of it. But at the same time, when do you look to the future? When do you start setting up for the future? Because under the Sean McVay era, this is like the second time we had a top 15 pick on the Sean McVay, if I remember correctly. This is the second time we had a top 15 pick on the Sean McVay. Most of our picks under the Sean McVay have been late first rounds or no first rounds at all. Mostly no first rounds. Because, like, for the first 6 years of Sean McVay, we didn't have no first round picks because we traded up with Jared Goff. Under the last year of Jeff Fisher. We done well in the second round. We've done well in the third round. Hell, we found Cooper Kupp in the third damn round. We found Puka Nacua in the third damn round. And so I think some of y'all forget how good we are in late rounds outside of the first round, because now we have a first round pick and we're like, oh, we can do something. We can grab somebody that can impact right now. We've done that in the second round. We've done that in the third round. We've done that in the fourth round. We've done that in later rounds. So if anything, I think y'all gotta simmer down a bit. Okay. And does anybody that deserves trust from us is Sean McVay and Les Snead. Some people say Sean, I went back and I watched the press conference after the first round. I can see what people say Sean McVay don't look happy about that pick. We don't know what the talks was in the war room for Los Angeles. We don't have the behind the scenes look. Maybe somebody might be able to shed light on us. But I do know this, that the Rams, they picked who they felt was needed to pick. And before who they picked, they was needed to pick, they informed Matthew Stafford. So I know there was communication with Matthew Stafford beforehand. So Sarah Washop, who covers the Rams for ESPN, she put it out there. She's saying, when the Rams selected quarterback Tyson with the 13th pick in the NFL draft Thursday night, he likely became the likely successor to Matthew Stafford. Before the pick was made, Coach Sean McVay made it clear this is Matt's team. Stafford, 38, who enters his 18th season, obviously come off an MVP season, has said he's not said how long he intends to continue playing. We don't know how long he's playing. 1 year, 2 years. McVay said he told Stafford that the team planned to take Simpson at 13, but added that he wanted to keep those conversations between the two. Asked for Stafford's reaction to the news, Sean McVay added, oh, he was great. So you can say Sean McVay probably didn't look happy, but he let his quarterback know that we're going to take a quarterback in the room. So, and you do know Sean McVay has a say in who we pick, not just Les Snead. You know that, right? You know how this relationship works. So they had it. It was a meeting in the middle somewhere. Okay. Now for Ty Simpson. Ty Simpson played in what? 15 games last season for the Alabama Crimson Tide. Completed 64.5% of his passes. Threw for 3,567 yards. 28 touchdowns, 25 interceptions. He was set 28 times because, let's be honest, that offensive line of the Alabama Crimson Tide was trash. Maybe we're going to keep it a buck. It was trash. And even more trash when they didn't have Jam Miller, who missed about a handful of games last year, so it made it even worse. But I watch Ty Simpson in Alabama because those of you know I live in Florida. I'm in SEC country, so I do watch a lot of SEC football. Dude is accurate. He can spin the ball. He might not have the biggest arm in the draft, but he can sling it. He's accurate. He can price point a ball where it need to go at. And with him being on the Matthew Stafford for a year or two, he can actually see and learn from Matthew Stafford and see how he can make this thing happen and whatnot. But I do get it. We don't know about Ty Simpson, you know, all that well because he didn't play a lot of games at Alabama. They just keep it a buck. He didn't play a lot of games at Alabama. He did. Played one season as a starter. That's it. But at the same time, we don't know anything about Stetson Bennett to this day. Only thing we know from Stetson Bennett is that he won back-to-back national championships for the University of Georgia Bulldogs. A loaded University of Georgia Bulldog team, that, by the way. Which was loaded on the defensive side, not even off the side. Let's keep it a buck. All right? Let's keep it real. So, yeah, actually 15 career college starts is what he had. I mean, Tyson, he get to come in. He gets to battle with Stetson Bennett. And if Stetson Bennett wants to reignite his love for football, I'm not really saying he doesn't love football, but we haven't seen him in 2 years, so I'm just throwing that out there. Let's see what happens. And, you know, there's a void in there because now that I'm reading the article, Jimmy Garoppolo retired. I think that's either Jimmy Garoppolo retired or he went somewhere else. I'm trying to remember. Let me look it up right now.
Experience a membership that backs what you're building with American Express Business Platinum. Get 2x membership rewards points per dollar on eligible purchases in key business categories, as well as on each eligible purchase of $5,000 or more, on up to $2 million in eligible purchases per calendar year. American Express Business Platinum. There's nothing like it. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/business-platinum.
Expedia and Visit Scotland invite you to come experience the beauty that awaits in Scotland. The sweep of wild coastlines, quiet locks, and untamed landscapes. Fresh cuisine that feels rooted in the land. Come experience the kind of stillness that stays with you long after you leave. Plan your Scottish escape today at expedia.com/visit Scotland.
It's like Jimmy Garoppolo retired. He stepped away. He called it a career. Well, at least he was contemplating retirement. So when you contemplate retirement, you basically ain't retiring. So I truly get it. I understand that Super Bowl is in our backyard. We are right there on the cusp of making it back to the Super Bowl and possibly winning the second one on the Sean McVay era. But we also at some point got to think of the future. So it's a double-edged sword on this one. That's the best way I can put it. It's a double-edged sword on this one because remember, when we won the whole thing, was it in 21, I believe, 2021, it was in SoFi, we won the whole thing. That fall in the season was abysmal. Like, injuries plagued us. We was beating it. We won 5 games the year after we won the Super Bowl. The worst season after a Super Bowl winning season. Literally the worst. And I think that Sean McVay and Les Snead had that in the back of their mind that we did the whole thing. We effed them picks. We won the Super Bowl. And then the following season, it was abysmal. It was gut-wrenching. It was unfun, okay? It was not a fun season for the Rams as a whole after winning the Super Bowl. It wasn't. The bright spot is we beat the brakes off of Denver on Christmas Day, and then Baker Mayfield came in for a hot cup of coffee, and next thing you know, he's throwing the game-winning touchdown to beat the Las Vegas Raiders on Thursday Night Football. We get Baker Mayfield on a Tuesday, and he's throwing a game with a touchdown against the Las Vegas Raiders on a Thursday night. I mean, out of them 2 weeks, it just doesn't make sense. So it's like a double-edged sword. I get it, but you also got to look at history, too. We won the Super Bowl, and that following year was terrible. Absolutely terrible. So with the Rams knowing Matthew Stafford, and plus, let's think about it. We're talking about a Hall of Famer here. He has checked off every single box you need to check off to become a Hall of Famer. The last thing he did to check off was MVP. He got it last year. Super Bowl champion, top 10 career passing yards, top 10 career touchdown passes, and he has an MVP, has a Super Bowl ring. He's done everything he needed to do. He's a Hall of Famer. And he's at 38, you know. We just hope that Stafford comes into this year healthy. Remember last year, he came in with a back injury. And there was worries about, can he make it through the season with this back injury? MVP season. So, I get it. Trust me, I get it. You know. I'm with the people trusting in Snead. I'm going to be optimistic. I'm going to trust Les Snead. I'm going to trust Sean McVay on this one. They earned that right for us to say we trust Sean McVay, we trust Les Snead in what they're thinking. Remember, second and third round is Friday. 4-7 is Saturday. There's still a lot more picks to come for the Rams, if I remember correctly. This is just not the, oh my God, we're done. We have done nothing. We still have a lot of picks to go. I can give you the picks right now. Okay. We took Tyson's, it is what it is. I'm going to come back and read his profile and what that. We have the 29th pick on Friday, the 29th pick in the third round. So the 29th pick in the second and third round, Friday night. Saturday, we got a 6th-round pick, 37th-round picks, okay? Let's see what they do with them. Let's see what they do with them. So. And this is what people are saying. This is what ESPN is saying. The future at quarterback in Los Angeles is secured with Simpson joining to be the understudy to Matthew Stafford. Simpson has been the most discussed player in the pre-draft process, and he ranks number 40 on my personal board. But the Rams clearly like what they saw in his one season as a starter at Alabama. Simpson's accuracy, poise, and ability to move outside the pocket will fit perfectly in Coach Sean McVay's offense, which is dictated by timing and pace in the passing game. Is it a reach? Most likely it's a reach, but it fits what Sean McVay wants to do. Okay. Simpson sat behind Jalen Milroe before becoming a full-time starter in 2025. Simpson had a strong outing at the combine, showing a polished foundation. Mechanically, he has good footwork on his drops and plays with a solid platform. He delivers a very catchable ball with a tight spiral, and he has a quick release that allows him to get the ball out with pressure in his face. Simpson does not have the strongest arm, but he can accurately reach all three levels on the defense. He does a good job diagnosing zone defenses, anticipating throwing lanes, throwing windows, and leading his receiver into those passing lanes. When facing man coverage, Simpson can fit the ball into tight quarters. Plus, he does a good job keeping his eye down the field when on the move. Despite only 15 starts, he threw for over 3,500 yards with a 64.5 completion percentage and 28 touchdowns, only 5 interceptions. We are shocked that they took Ty Simpson, but sounds like Ty Simpson is the type of quarterback that would fit in Sean McVay's system. This is coming from NFL scouts. This is coming from people who cover college football and NFL football on a daily basis through right now when I'm looking at ESPN. If I probably go to NFL Network, we'll probably see something different. But there's not really much of a complaint here, if I'm going to say it. But you know what? Let me go to this most in-depth some more, because actually, I don't even need to go into it up anymore. Because, like I said, we just have to trust the process. Which I hate saying, being a basketball guy and knowing how that went for the Philadelphia 76ers with Joel Embiid, saying trust the process is a little testing. But when it comes to Sean McVay, let's need trust the process. They know what they're doing. I believe they know what they're doing. They still going for it this year to get back to the Super Bowl, to win another Super Bowl in our home stadium for the second time, being the first team to do it twice in their own building. It's just one of those, it's head scratching, but nevertheless, let's need Sean McVay. They have a track record of doing well in the draft, especially outside the first round, because most of the time we haven't had first round. So, and when we did have first round, Jared Verse was the guy that we chose. You ain't complaining about that. So, pump the brakes. Breathe. You still have like 5 picks to go. 2 Friday night, 3 Saturday. Let's see what happens. Maybe they'll trade back and get some more picks. Who knows what they might do. But relax. Calm down. And just go with the process. We owe it to Sean McVay. We owe it to Ness Need to go with the process and see what happens. Ty Simpson, very good quarterback. Like I said, very accurate. He might not have the strongest arm, but he's very accurate. Okay? He knows how to place the football. At some point, you're going to need somebody to fill in a Matthew Stafford shoes. Let Matthew Stafford train him. Help him out. Before Stafford says, saw an hour, I'll wait for the Hall of Fame. So let's pump the brakes. Let's relax. Breathe in, breathe out. Let's need Sean McVay got us. All right. I'll talk to y'all later. after more of the Rams draft picks.
Did you know if your windows are bare, indoor temperatures can go up 20 degrees? Get ahead of summer with custom window treatments like solar roller shades from Blinds.com and save up to 45% off during the Memorial Day early access sale. Whether you want to DIY it or have a pro handle everything, we've got you. Free samples, real design experts, and zero pressure. Just help when you need it. Shop up to 45% off site-wide right now during the early access Memorial Day sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.